Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your midweek motivator with CB and the boys. With your hosts, Crystal CB Booker, and the boys, George Biker Boy Hallman, Roger Hawkins, and J. Lee Ducey Man Thomas. Get set for music, motivation, conversation, and fun. Now here's CB and the boys.
Hey, hey, hey. How y'all doing out there in Radio Land? I'd like to welcome you to another edition of CB and the Boys. Crystal CB Booker. And George Biker Boy home in here in the house. We're waiting a little bit to catch up with Roger Hawkins. He'll be with us soon enough. But to start the show out tonight, we're going to bust out some old school jams here right quick. Let's go with a little DMX.
Please bow your heads. Let us pray.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Fear, nigga,
and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Lord, give me a sign. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And that righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen. Speak.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and a hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just the mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to.
What?
But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark.
Come
I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart.
Come
cause
on.
It's right from the start that you held me down. And they, nothing they can tell me now.
Tell me, Lord, can you hear me?
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find.
Dear Lord, can you hear me?
Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Tell me, Lord, can you hear me?
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you.
Dear Lord, can you hear me?
Whatever you want me to, just let me know what to do.
God, come save the youth. Ain't nothing else to do but have faith in you.
Dear Lord,
I live the life of a thug, hope you understand. Forgive me for my mistakes, I gotta play my hand.
Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Tell me.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
All right, everybody, I'm back. and that was DMX. Rest in peace to DMX. First off, we want to apologize to those that were on the previous broadcast. We had some technical difficulties, but things are rectified and fixed now, so we are back. So enjoy the rest of the show. If you're listening to us on Facebook or watching us on YouTube, again, if you want to weigh in on our topic tonight, definitely type in the chat and we will address your comments online. Everyone watching on Beagle, the same, just type in the chat if you have any comments about our topic tonight and we will answer your comments on the air. So look forward to that. So if you're just not joining us, you're listening to CCD and The Voice. We come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator. I am CB, and have one of the boys in the building, Mr. George Beckerboy Holman. Roger Hawkins has not joined us tonight as of yet. We hope that he will. And Jay Lee Ducey Thomas has not joined us. Mimi Acosta is not in the building tonight, but hopefully she will return next week as our guest. She is a special guest. We love Mimi. So our prayers and our hearts go out to her during this difficult time. So our topic tonight is marriage. Do we need it? And I'll just start off. My stance on that is no. But George, you being a married man, I'm sure you have a different take on it. What made you walk down the aisle again if you've been married previously?
Well, everything was right. I was comfortable with her, and that's one thing she wanted, so I was okay with it. I mean, it's literally that simple. There's no complex, long, outdrawn story for it. It's just, that's what it was. You know, that's what she wanted, and I'm okay with it, you know, so there it is.
Did you think that you would ever get married again?
No, I didn't. I had no intentions to. It was something that in my mind I was only going to do one time in my life. Mm-hmm. We'll see how well that went.
Yeah. So when you got married the very first time, when you decided that you didn't want to be a bachelor anymore, what prompted that decision? Did you just look at her and say, oh, man, this is forever?
No. I didn't say it was forever. I said it was for now. And I never say it's forever. It's always for now. But it felt comfortable then, so I did it. I did it until it was uncomfortable.
Mm. Well, you know that with this being the month of June, they say that when you get married in the month of June, that your marriage is going to be a success. You know, they say when you marry in June, you're a bride all your life. and the bridegroom who marries in June gets the sweetheart for a wife. Would you agree with that?
Nope. Bullshit and propaganda. Bullshit and propaganda.
Why do you say that?
Because the month thing got nothing to do with how your marriage is going to turn out. Period. That's all in the people. All that is just propaganda and baloney for whatever somebody's hidden objective to create that and spread that around and make people say that. That's whatever their hidden objective is. But the month you get married in ain't got nothing to do with how your relationship is going to go. That don't have anything to do with it. Nobody's going to believe, going to make me believe that what month you get married in is going to have a difference on your relationship. What the hell has June got to do with being married for a long time or not? Nothing. Nothing. What scientific reason can you give me that that's the case? Probably 99% of the married people in the United States would all have got married in June.
Majority of them have.
Huh?
A great majority of them have. That's where it came from. Everyone wants to be a June bride and get married in June and have a beautiful June wedding.
That's people wanting to be married. That's people wanting to be married in the summer and the beautiful weather and all that stuff.
Yes. Being a June bride.
And they got nothing to do with the relationship.
Yes, but there's no songs about getting married in September or August or October. They're all about being married in June.
So just because some people made a song about being married in June, that means everybody's supposed to get married in June or it's the best to get married in June? That don't make sense to me, you or Jesus. I think
that the sentiment of being a June bride, I think it's endearing. Do
all
I
right, you try
to be one?
You,
not ever.
You try and let me know.
No.
You try and let me know.
No, because I have no desire to get married, like, ever. Ever, ever, ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. Ever. That
ever,
is
ever.
Not
ever. Ever, ever.
Ever, 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 ever. That is not on my agenda. That is not on my radar. I've been engaged before many times. No weddings have ever ensued from that. So, you know, some people are meant to be married, and there are some people who just aren't. And I think I fall into that category of people who just aren't meant to have that special someone. I know they say that there's someone for everyone. I find that hard to believe these days. I used to believe that. I used to hold on to it. But now I think that people settle sometimes and you get tired of waiting for that special someone, if that person even exists, which I don't think they do. Believe that. And as far as marriage is concerned, I think that the face of marriage has changed considerably, and people get married for different reasons, some good reasons and, you know, some just because reasons. Some people get married because they don't want to grow old alone. There are a lot of lonely people out there, a lot. But there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. Take me, for example. I'm alone, but I'm never lonely. There's a difference, a huge difference. So nobody wants to grow old lonely. So they settle for the first beating heart or pulse that comes along that says, will you marry me? And they're like, yes, yes. Nobody wants to be an old, what they call an old maid. Who wants to be an old maid? I'm the only one that wakes up and says, you know what? I want to be an old maid. That is what I want to be, an old maid. Because back in the day, being an old maid meant that nobody wanted you. It meant that you'll be a spinster or you'll be alone, a lonely the rest of your life. That is what that meant back in the olden days. But now, you know, when you say somebody's an old maid, now you just say that they're old and lonely. So basically the same definition of old maid and spinster back in the day basically still stands today. And that's something that people don't want to be. They don't. I was watching a movie today, and there was a woman in the movie, one of the characters. She was considered an old maid. She was a school teacher. She wore the thick glasses and always had her hair up in a bun. But she decided that she wanted to let loose and release her inhibitions and go, how she put it, go live life to the fullest. And she had $4,000. And she was going to take that $4,000 and do things that she thought she could never do. So she had the opportunity to go to New York, and she took her $4,000 with her. She bought new clothes, a beautiful evening gowns and dresses and cocktail dresses, things that she never had the opportunity to do before. And so she just released and she lived a little. And the first man that paid attention to her was trying to get to her because he thought that she was wealthy and he wanted her to buy a real estate investment scheme. So once that happened, it turned her off of wanting to be with someone. And it turned her off thinking that all men are that way and that she's never going to find anyone that's going to like her for her and not because they think she has money. Because I don't know what you think, but $4,000 isn't a million or a thousand or 2 million. It's not even close. So back then, you know, money like that meant you were somewhat well off. But, and she just felt betrayed. And she basically gave up on love. So she went back to her regular motif with her head pulled back in a bun and her thick glasses on. And she just decided, you know, that it just wasn't going to happen for her. So she gave up. So in any relationship, even, you know, landing somebody, the key is to never give up. I saw another movie. This one was called Arsenic and Old Lace. And the one that I just talked about previously was called, it was an Andy Hardy movie, and it was called The Hardy's Ride High. And Mrs. Hardy's sister was the one who was the spinster, and she had the $4,000. So it's from that film. So the next film I saw was called Arsenic and Old Lace. And Cary Grant played Mortimer Brewster, who was a bachelor, confirmed bachelor. He had written books about being a bachelor until he fell in love and he wanted to marry the other character. Her name was Elaine. And he was hiding at the marriage license place at City Hall because he didn't want his fans to know that he had been landed. But what was really, really interesting about this film is that when they were in line getting their marriage license, there was other couples, of course, that were in line, and the women turned around and started winking at each other, showing that, yep, I landed one. I got me one. And they all were like, you know, just winking at each other like, I got him, you know, that type of thing. And that just really, to me, sent a very, very big message. That was back then, during those times, in the early 1940s, and you know that was a woman's mission, was to land a man, a husband, to take care of her. She wanted to cook and clean for him and take care of him, and have babies, and that was just her existence. Back then, they didn't think about having their own businesses. They didn't think about doing their own thing unless you're a spinster. And most of those jobs were school teachers. Lonely women, and all they could do is teach. So what's your take on that analogy? What do you think of that?
Well, it just sounds like to me that was people doing things for the wrong reasons. Is whatever your situation is, how much money in your pocket and all that stuff isn't going to make a difference.
I disagree on that one.
Not when it comes to love and relationships and being lonely.
Yeah, but nobody wants to be on the streets living under a bridge, so money definitely comes into play. You have to have something to offer.
It comes into play, but...
When Bryce had to have dowries and stuff, then the offer. You don't get something for nothing. I mean, it's just, it doesn't happen. And then you think, you know, once you do land that special someone, what happens next? Because in every story and in every movie, there is the end. You know, they ride off in the sunset, the end. They get married, the end. But what comes after that? There's got to be more, you know. Or in fairy tales, they lived happily ever after. What does that mean exactly? What does it mean to live happily ever after? That's an interesting question. You know,
not really, because no one person. Not really, because no one person can answer that. Because everybody's happy isn't the same.
That's
happy
my
ever
whole
after
point.
To me may not be happy after happy ever after to you.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
Very true.
So it's that's why they end it that way. It's left to the imagination.
But there's got to be some bit of realistic aspects in there as well. You know, Cinderella finds her Prince Charming and they don't tell you that she drives them nuts cleaning the castle all the time or singing to the birds. You know, they don't tell you about that. They don't show, like, the realness of a relationship. Like, for example, I saw a movie, and this was, like, one of my favorite movies. And what's so crazy is when it came out in 2012, I, too, was 40. It was called This is 40. Have you ever seen that film?
Nope.
It's a Judd Apatow film. And Judd Apatow has some really good movies under his belt. But this one for me was like one of his best. I really like this one because, one, I could really, really, really relate to it because at that time I was 40. So in 2012, I was 40. And the film was called This is 40. And it starred his lovely wife, Leslie Mann, and Paul Rudd. And, of course, Judd Apatow's daughters were also in the film, Maude Apatow. And I forgot the younger one's name, but she was also in the film. And it was just a look at a couple. And they were both in their 40s, but it was like they were going through their own personal midlife crisis. Because when you're 40, that's your chance to, like, really reflect on your life, what you've done, kind of collect your goals and see, you know, what it is that you want to do. Is there something more that you want to do with your life? You know, it's a chance to prepare for your next chapter. If you have a next chapter for your life, I mean, it's really a chance to really reflect. And decide, you know, am I doing good? Am I on the right path? And if not, can I change the path? Is it too late? And, of course, it's never too late. But it was such a powerful film because each character was going through their own personal battles, their own personal turmoil. And it was just seeing it from a male-female perspective and also from the perspective of the kids, because they're looking at their parents going batshit crazy. And they are, you know, starting to take on those traits and those characteristics, leaving the parents to ask and wonder, Von Teese says, Ambigo says, I'm going through that right now. I recently turned 40. Well, happy birthday, Von Teese. Happy birthday. So you know what I'm talking about. When you turn 40, it's just, it's different. It's really different. You know, now I need a film called This Is 50. I'm not 50 yet. But I could definitely use a film that I can relate to when I get that old. But when you turn 40, it's just really different for you because you really reflect on your life, what you've done thus far. And then you also kind of put into play what you want to do next. Some people think that life is over at 40, but I'm going to tell you, it's not. It goes on. And who's to say that you just have one chapter? You can have as many chapters as you want in your life. You know, just turn the page and start a new chapter. And then if you need to revisit other chapters, you can do that. So my advice to anyone going through that is to never, ever, ever give up. And to always take a step back and weigh your options, because there's always options. In life, we have choices. Everything is a choice. And when you turn 40, you really get a chance to really reflect on your past choices. And if they were good choices, then you want to continue on. But if you've made bad choices, you want to learn from those choices and not run from them. Because sometimes, you know, history repeats itself. And when you make bad choices, you don't want those things to repeat. That would not be good. But this film was really good. Paul Rudd had quit his job. And so instead, well, he didn't quit his job. He got fired. Okay, Bantista says, I feel like my life has come to a complete halt. I know. It's like when you turn 40, it does feel that way. Because you've hit another milestone in your life. But life is not over at 40. It is up to you to continue on. And I speak from experience because when I turned 40, oh, my God, I cried, literally cried. And I looked back on my life, and I'm like, oh, gosh, what do I have? And then I'm looking around at everything I have, and I'm like, I got nothing. Except two beautiful children. Yeah, yes. When she says that, it's been very emotional. And it is an emotional time. It definitely is. It is very emotional. I cried when I turned 40. It was just like one of shock. And you have yet to have children. Oh, wow. It's not too late, though. It is never too late. A lot of people are waiting till later in life to have children. And as long as you are healthy and fit and able to do that, then definitely don't take that off the table. But the important thing is to not give up. It's never too late to live your dreams. If there's something that you haven't done that's on your bucket list, you do it. And you're not married or dating at the time, but you still have time. You're still here. You're still alive. Life is not over because you turned 40. Trust me, I'm proof. It's not. It feels like it. I'm not going to lie. It does feel like it. And you'll be riddled with regret. You'll be riddled with fear of the unknown. But believe me, at the end of the day, 40 is fabulous, not fatal. And just keep thinking positively. So I'm sending positive thoughts to you and positive vibes to you, Von Teese. You're going to be 40 and fabulous. You're going to crush it. Own it. You're 40. Yay. You've lived. You have memories that you can look back and share. Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. So just own it. 40 is fabulous. 40 is not fatal. It's fabulous. And you're going to be the best 40-year-old you can be. So congratulations for turning 40 and fabulous. If you just joined us, you're listening to CB and the Boys. I'm CB, and I got one of my boys in the building, Mr. George Biker Boy Holman. Roger Hawkins has not joined us in the building as of yet, but hopefully he will get to join us. If not, then just me and George will hold it down tonight. Our topic tonight is marriage. Do we need it? And we also drifted into the movie This Is 40 that I was talking about previously. It's such a great film. And if you just turned 40, and we had one of our listeners on Bigo who just turned 40, so happy birthday once again to Monty. So if you'd like to weigh in on our topic tonight, you can give us a call at 516-418-5603. Again, that's 516-418-5603. If you'd like to weigh in on our topic, we come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator here on Blog Talk Radio. As well, you can find us on several different platforms. We are also on Bigo Live. We are also, you can see us live also on YouTube, as well as Facebook. So we have all of those channels available to you. And one thing we definitely need you to do is to go to our channels and like us and subscribe. So if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. If you're watching us on Facebook, don't forget to like us and subscribe. And also, we have another platform that you can see us on as well. Well, not see us, but listen to us. And that is iHeartRadio. We are also on iHeartRadio now. So please look forward to that. You can click our playback link. Click our playback link and can hear us on iHeartRadio. So this is Stevie and the Boys. Again, if you want to weigh in on our topic, give us a call at 516-418-5603. And if you're watching us on any of the channels that you're watching us live, then tap in the chat and you can weigh in on the topics that way, and we will address everything on air. Also, if you're watching us on Beagle, you can tap it. I can't even talk tonight. You can type in the chat and we will adjust it on air. So George.
So I got a piece of interesting fact here for you.
Mm-hmm.
October and September are the most popular months to get married in the United States, with 16 to 15% of the real American couples choosing dates within those months. So your whole June thing just got blown out the window.
No.
June.
There's no things written about September or in October.
I know,
but there are
talking about
written about.
Right.
But there
apparently
are
most
written
of the people
about
don't get the percentage for people in getting married in June is 10.8%.
Interesting.
So, which June is a lot more than other months, but it's not the highest. October and September are the highest.
Yeah. Well, I never said that June was the highest. I just said that they have songs about it, and they say that when you're married in June, you're a bride of your life. And the bridegroom who marries in June gets a sweetheart for a wife, which are part of the lyrics to the song. Oh, yes. And Vanti said sweet November is also a good month to get married. And I can see that. A lot of people like winter weddings. Thing as far
not
as
me.
Having a wedding, I would love to have a wedding. I just don't want the marriage that comes after it. So I would like a kick-ass, beautiful wedding. And
so go have a
big-ass
wedding. Go have a big-ass wedding and then get an annulment. There you go.
Hey, now there's a thought. Pay all that money and then get it annulled. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, in theory, if you're getting married, the groom is supposed to take care of the wedding. In tradition, the father of the groom pays for the wedding.
Nope, it's the father of the bride that pays for the wedding.
Are you sure? It's not the father of the groom?
Completely. No.
Okay.
All the groom has to do is show up. That's his, their only contribution. That's it.
All right. Well, maybe you can find a groom to pay for the wedding and then get an annulment afterwards.
Yeah.
You could always have
your
fake wedding.
A fake wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, do tell. How would one have a fake wedding? How do you fake it? Of a fake preacher?
Just have a non-ordained minister.
So what would be the point of spending all the money for the big fanfare and it not be real?
Well, that's what you... I'm just trying to help you with your fantasy. You want a great big wedding, but you don't want the marriage that comes after it. So have a wedding and get it annulled. Or have a big wedding.
Well, when I meet someone, if I can't be waking up to this person like on the daily, then they definitely don't stand a chance. So because when you're married to the same person. Well, you're supposed to be married to them forever. And
says who?
I just get so bored. I get bored easily. I said, you're supposed to. I mean, that's what's expected. Nobody gets married with the thought, oh, I'm going to get divorced the next day or the next month or in the future. When people get married, they get married with the expectation that it's going to last. That they're going to have a golden anniversary, a 50-year anniversary, 25-year anniversary, hell, a 2-year anniversary. They're under those, you know, they already believe that these things are going to happen. Nobody gets married saying, oh, I'm getting divorced. I'm just getting married, but I'm getting divorced tomorrow, so it's okay. Like, wedding to get divorced. That makes no freaking sense. That makes no sense at all.
It makes about as much sense as you saying you want to get married but not be married.
Yeah.
Because that's what you said.
I said I would like a big, beautiful wedding, but I don't want a marriage. There's a difference. So I would love a big party celebrating me, but I don't want the marriage that comes with that. And Bonte says, especially people who are building together. And he's right. And they're right, because people who are building together aren't getting married with the expectation that it's going to fail.
Then won't you just have a big party for yourself and call it the not getting married party?
That's what I just said. I'd like to have a big party celebrating me. So maybe I'll do that on my next birthday when I turn the big... next stage. Because I'm not happy about the next chapter. I'm just going to be honest.
You become half a hundred.
Yeah, that's right. Broadcast it to the world.
Hey, CB's about to be half a hundred.
And you do it again. Thanks.
You just told me to.
It was sarcasm. Oh, my God.
My bad.
Well, so much for being 29 and holding.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with half a hundred.
Yeah, it's half a hundred.
A lot of people ain't even get to see that.
I would be happy to not. I'm not happy about that. Like, when I turned 40, I cried. Can you imagine how depressed I'm going to be next year?
Oh, Lord. We're gonna lock you in a box.
Oh, man. I just... I don't want to turn half 100. What is, you know, and that prompts me to even think of this. What is it about aging that just terrifies people? What do you think it is?
I don't know. It doesn't terrify me. I'm okay with it. Doesn't stop me from doing whatever I need to do.
Eventually said, don't speak that into existence. I'm not, but I'm not looking forward to turning that next age. I'm just being honest. I'm not looking forward to it. I think people fear the unknown. But the thing is, yeah, that is true. That is true. And Goddess is right. Goddess says she does not look her age. And I can attest, she doesn't. Goddess looks amazing. Does. When we go to Florida, you'll meet Goddess, and I'm telling you, she is not look her age at all. Not at all. She doesn't. And I'm hoping to not look my age for as long as I can. So when people look at me, I don't want them to say, man, she looks half 100.
Look,
when people look at me, I want them to look at me and say, wow, she doesn't look half 100.
You have been posed with a question.
Why would you cry about living?
Crystal says, why would you cry about living?
Well,
I'm waiting. That's a good question.
That is a very
thumbs
good
up,
question.
Crystal.
Yes, Crystal, you gave me something to ponder on. Because getting older is something that not everyone is happy about. Especially, you know, when you look in the mirror and you see more grays, where you try to hide the grays you already have by coloring your hair, which I do. So turning the next page and becoming that next age, I mean, I'm not looking forward to that. I mean, it was bad enough when I turned 40, and I had to get adjusted to that because that was my new chapter, is being 40. And then when I, you know, went the next age up, 41, 42,
you know. You know, you do realize that 40 is the new 20 and 30 is the new 50, 50 is the new 30.
I realized that 40 is the same old 40 that it always was, and I realized that 50 is the same old 50 that it always was, and that 60 is the same old 60 that it always was, and Angela Bassett is crushing it at 60. She looks amazing, but she also has the finances to continue looking amazing, and she looks amazing. So when you see, like, a lot of rich people, yeah, they look amazing, but they have the money to look amazing. See, Ventice says, my hair has turned almost completely gray from wisdom and stress. Yeah? And all the changes the body goes through. Yeah, that is true. And that's another thing. When you get older, you are just, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? You're confronted by your mortality. I remember walking up the steps. This was my cold, hard reality. Walking up the stairs and hearing noises. And I'm looking around like, what is that? And getting to the top of the steps and the noise stops. And you realize, well, damn, that was me. My knees are creaking and cracking as I'm walking up the stairs. Like, when did that start? So that, for me, was the cold, hard reality. Like, what
the hell?
Know. My body is telling me, hey, you're old. There are things you can't do anymore.
Really.
You can't drop it like it's hot anymore. You can only drop it like it's lukewarm. And that's about the gist I can do now. So So that's my new normal, you know. Okay, drop it like it's hot, drop it like fucking like drop it, and not like it's hot. So it's, you know, just getting adjusted to those changes, you know. And I'm really glad that I will never go through menopause. So I'm happy about that. But if I did go through menopause, I'd probably be more of a basket case than I already am. I'm pretty sure it would be. Because some of my friends that are going through menopause are batshit crazy. And the hot flash. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. One of my friends had a hot flash, and she looked like she was dying. And I was just like, oh, my God. I'm so glad I don't have to go through that. Oh, my God.
Your body will still go through it.
Bunty says, OMG, I tried that the other day and my thighs were so sore. I know, right? It's like you forget that there's something. You know, when you're in the midst of doing things you used to do and you're feeling good, then your body reminds you, yo, can't do that anymore. And that, it's a sobering experience. Goddess says she's guilty. But she says the guy, she was 40 for a minute. And, you know, sometimes it's like you do forget that. It's like there are days when you feel great, you know. She was partying with a 25 and 30-year-old. Oh, yeah. Been there, done that. And your body will let you know really quickly that
cougars.
You can't do that anymore. Real
yeah, cougars.
Quick. You know, your body lets you know you can't do that anymore. Like, I remember I went to a club, and, like, back in the day, I would walk through the door and dance. You know, because my thing always was, if you're paying to get into someplace, then you better get your money's worth. So I would walk in. My friends would get our tables and stuff. And see, I never brought my purse in. I would take my coat off, leave my coat and my purse in the car, and I'm ready to have some fun. No strings, nothing prohibiting me from doing so, just ready for fun. And I would dance from the time we entered into the club until the time they flipped the lights off playing, who sings that song, Closing Time, playing that song, you know, so everybody to get the hell out. I would dance from the moment we walked in until that occurred, until they flipped on the lights saying Closing Time and everybody leave. So I got my money for it. And what was so crazy is that if, like, my friends would be sitting at the table waiting for guys to ask them to dance. Well, my thing is, if you paid to get in somewhere, get your money's worth. So I see the guys on the other side of the club, you know, hanging with each other. So I would walk up to a guy and say, hey, you know, this is a cool song. You want to dance? And they're like, yeah, let's dance. So I would initiate it. And I would go dance. And it was so much fun. And my friends were looking like, how is she out there dancing? And I would switch partners. Other guys would come and interrupt. Like, yo, can I get this dance? And I'm like, sure, you know. And I'd be out there dancing. And my friends would be sitting at the table, you know, nursing their drinks and not dancing. And I'm like, my thing is, I've always been the type, if there's something I want, I go for it. The worst thing that can happen is for someone to tell you no. And if they do, then on to the next. And it's that simple. It's like, you know, and that actually can transfer over in life. Like, say, if you're into sales or something, and you get all these no's from people that don't want to buy your product. But then you get that one yes, and you get your commission, and that one yes is just the next opportunity for another yes. Or if you look at the no's you get, those 10 no's are the next opportunity for that yes that's coming. And you just have to be positive and just know and say, yes, that yes is coming, it's coming. And it does. And then you start to get used to getting the yeses and the positivity and all those things. And it just, it makes a huge difference. And so I danced the night away while my friends didn't. And then they would leave pressed, pissed off, because they wasted a whole night of just basically sipping on drinks, but not being on the dance floor, dancing, mingling, meeting people. You know, you can't just sit idly by on the sidelines and watch life pass you by. Where's the fun in that? Like, really, where is the fun in that? So I learned early on that if there's something you want, don't be afraid to go for it. And that's what I did. And I still feel. Oh, thank you. And she says that's what she's doing now. Yeah, you have for it. You can't just sit idly by and watch life pass you by, because you'll miss out on all the wonderful things that life has in store for you. So like I said, you're 40 now and fabulous. Go out there and own it. Tell them what 40 is. Tell them how fabulous 40 can be. Tell them how good 40 looks on you. You're fabulous. Own it.
Well, hey, so take your own advice. Y'all almost 50. Own it.
Don't say that. That's blasphemy. Don't say that. Not happening yet. And when I do turn 50 next year, I'm not going to sit idly by and watch life pass me by. I'm going to be 50 feet. My mouth won't even say the word. But when I turn that age next year, I'm going to be that age and fantastic.
You're only 10 months away.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. What did you say, George?
I said you're only, what, about 10 months away?
Thank you so much for pointing that out. See how he does me? You guys see how he does me? Pointing that out. I'll
tell you. Join the club. Join the club. Come on in. Jump in the car with me.
How old are you anyway, George?
2 years older than you.
Are you 2 years older than me? Keyword, older. So George is an old man, everyone.
Absolutely.
George is an old man. So you
If I'm an old man, you're about to be an old woman.
No, I do not claim that.
I'm just saying.
I know my truth. I know my truth. And I do not accept that truth. So once that truth happens next year, I will be fantastic. I own it, but I'm not owning it yet. I'm still in my 40s, and I'm so fabulous. So I'm still in my 40s. So yeah.
Yeah, but it's a wrap. The fat lady is singing.
The fat lady is hoarse. She does not have a voice at this moment, so she cannot say anything. Because
I can hear her now. I'm going warming up. Me, 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 me.
No, 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 no. I do not claim that. I refuse. No, 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 and no. I do not claim that.
Crystal says you should have the same energy at 50. See that?
Goddess says, I'm a woman of a particular age is what I say. I feel you, Goddess. I say that too. I am a woman of a particular age. I like that. I like that.
You see the number at the end of that sentence? Do you see the number at the end of that sentence?
I'm a woman of a particular age.
Duo, you're going to be a woman of a particular 50.
I am not 50. I am
it's
not
coming.
50. I am
not. It's coming and you can't stop it.
Y'all see how he does me. Where's the love? Family. Literally. George is my family. Literally. Biologically. He's my family. Yeah, I see. Where's the love? Ugh. Horrible. George, what am I going to do with you?
We're going to have a 50 and up party.
Is that a thing?
Yep. We're going to have a 50 and up party.
25, 70. I like that.
Matter of fact... You'll be 50 just in time for our show next year.
Excuse me?
I think.
Come again? What? No.
Hey.
You know what? All of my beautiful, beautiful people out there who are 40 and over, this one is for you. It's age is not
a my baby, what a lady, girl, ooh. You're like a wine, you get better with time, got your knee along all this your soul, you're so fine, from everything that you wear, your kind of beauty is rare, and I swear you get better looking with every year, I get your sexual peak. Get full, big and physique. Young girl can't compete. Come cook your new something to eat, baby. And since we in the kitchen, girl, let me get that muffin. You look better the older you get.
Can't believe what time, girl, you're getting better. Looking like a picture of the coming after.
The story gets more pretty every chapter. Getting more attractive.
Aging a factor.
You really need to let me in your world, girl. What a problem, girl. No cougar, you're still a kitten. Hidden, you working out, girl. Shut your mouth, you looking thicker. You know how to hold your liquor. Show me your ID, I get the picture. I propose and those players raise your glass. From my Vivica Fox is to my safety dash. Ladies, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm about to eat that stuff. You look better the older you get. They wouldn't believe me. I can't believe what time. Looking like a picture.
By Jaheim, and I love that song, and it says so much. And if you guys want to look on YouTube and look at the video for Aging Effect, you will see all the beautiful 40-plus actresses that are in that video. And just listening to the lyrics of the songs, when they talk about, you know, Halle Berry, Nia Long, Stacey Dash, all of these women are 40 and over. Some of them are even over 50. Cynthia Bailey, who is from The Housewives, but before The Housewives, she was a supermodel, and now she has her own businesses. But she is gorgeous, and Cynthia is incredible. In fact, she might even be in her 60s, and she is amazing. So the song is so powerful, and it's so true, because sometimes age really isn't a factor. It's how you take care of yourself, how you carry yourself, and just your positive attitude, the most important thing that anyone can have. And I know I joke about turning the next age, but having a positive attitude and a positive outlook on life, on your next chapter, and just owning it. And so now you know when you're 40 and fabulous, the next chapter is 50 and fantastic. I'm going to be 50 and fantastic, and I'm going to own it. And as long as there are hair colors out there and stylists who want to do my hair, and shout out to my stylist, Beauty by Bentley, Bentley McCall. She is amazing. So if you're ever in Arizona, look up Beauty by Bentley. She will get you together. She is amazing. She is responsible for this look tonight. And next week, you will see me back in my straight, sleek, cute, long hair style, because this curly look, just not feeling that. But yeah, Beauty by Bentley, she does her thing, and she keeps your girl looking amazing. So, shout out to Beauty by Bentley. So what did you think of that song, George? It doesn't apply to you, you know that.
Oh, that's a cut. Well, that's a two-stepping song right there.
It is. That's the one thing about Kansas City I miss is two-stepping, because we are known for two-stepping. Wouldn't you say so, George?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most
Can
definitely.
You two-step, George?
You ain't. Hell, yeah. You ain't two-step to you two-step in Kansas City.
Mm. That part.
Real.
Definitely agree. So what's your go-to two-stepper?
I don't have a go-to two-stepper. I really don't. No, because there's so many of them. It's just not even. I couldn't say there was one particular song that was the go-to song. There's a lot of them.
Bantif says, that's what I missed about Chicago, going out stepping. Yeah, Chicago's known for stepping, too. Is that just a Midwest thing?
Yeah, no, but the Chicago two-step isn't like Kansas City's. It's a different kind of two-step. The two-step is all the way different. And when I'm in Chicago two-stepping, they stop and watch us. Like, oh,
are
shit.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah.
Whoa. I did not know
that. When Kansas City's two-steppers are in Chicago, boy, they stop and watch. They be like, damn, what the fuck is they doing?
so we invented two-step then, huh?
I don't know, but, I mean, don't get me wrong, because Chicago's serious about their two-step. They serious about their two-step.
Yes,
they are. But when the Kansas City steppers step in,
It's
I guess it's just probably because it's such a different two-step than I used to seeing it. And
right.
It's just like, they're like mesmerized by it.
Hmm. Yeah, Bantista,
like,
she would love to see that. Yeah,
they're
that would
like,
be something.
They're like, what is that? That's the Kansas City two-step. Shoot.
You know, and that gives me an idea. Maybe for our event that we do in Florida, April 2nd, mark your calendars, everyone. Maybe we can have some two-steppers come and show us how it's done. What do you think about that, George?
We actually have a club on the set, on a motorcycle set, that they're called Steppers Delight. And that's what they do is two-step. That's their specialty, is two-stepping. I can reach out to them and see if they want to come down.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So some two-stepping on the program, that would be cool. I think people would really be into that. Because that's one thing we don't have here in Arizona is two-step, and I miss that so much because I can two-step. That's my thing. I love two-stepping. Above all other dance, I love two-stepping. It's just something about it. It's just when you hear the song and you just let the music take you, and then you're moving and swaying. You're into it, and you just let the music just take you, and it's so much fun, especially when you have a partner that can also two-step very well, and you just follow your partner, and you just go. I love it. Do you and your wife go two-step in George?
Nope.
Why?
I don't dance much anymore. Just because I can't don't mean I do. No, I just don't.
Mm. That's unfortunate. This is something that I really, really, really love is to two-step. And I have not two-stepped since I've been in Arizona. I've been in Arizona. It'll be 8 years in October. And I have not two-stepped in 8 years. That's bad. Not here in Arizona. I did two-step maybe once or twice within these 8 years, but... That is very unfortunate because I love two-stepping. That is just like, man, like no other, like no other. So, yeah, and I miss that, you know. It's so weird how different things are, like when you go to different states. Bunchy says, the only time I step is when I go back home. They don't do it here. Wow. Where do you live now, Bunchy? Because I know that they don't do it here in Arizona. Now, they do salsa dancing. I find that fun, but it's nothing compared to the exhilaration I get when I two-step. I love. Oh, Bunchy is in North Carolina. They don't two-step in North Carolina? Wow. That's weird. I would have thought they would. But I loved two-stepping. That was my thing. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Man. She says they don't even do house music in North Carolina. Wow. What type of music do they listen to in North Carolina? That's not good. Wow. That's surprising that they wouldn't. That is really surprising. Huh. I don't know what to make of that one. What song do you like to two-step to, George? What song do you like to two-step to?
Oh, my God. I can't even answer that question. There's so many different songs. I had to look them up.
Yeah, Bunchy said she likes this rap and slow jam. So that's all that they have in North Carolina is just rap and slow jam? But with the slow jams, they should be able to two-step. At least I would, for sure. I love two-stepping, and I so miss it so much. Because we don't have that here in Arizona at all. Wow. Not at all. So, George, would you say your favorite song was to two-step, or do you have a favorite song?
I don't have a favorite. I have just 10,000 songs. I got a playlist of all two-stepping music, and it's 135 songs. And I like every
what?
Last one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can't say there's no one. I mean, you got Walk Out of Heaven. You got You, Jackie's. We Are On, Trip, Snow Child, Go Crazy, Lovely, Butterflies. I mean, it goes on. Temperature Rising, Conversations in the Dark. I'm just saying.
Wait, Temperature Rising, I don't think I've heard that one. Who sings that?
Tory Lanez.
That's a wrap, right?
No.
Well, Tory Lanez is a rapper, aren't they?
I know, but it's a slow song. It's a slow song.
So a rapper than a slow song, right? Is that right?
After, yeah, you got After Hours. What about After Hours? About the weekend? You know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of, songs.
I haven't heard that.
I don't have a single one favorite.
Yep, I haven't heard that one. I definitely haven't heard that one. But I do like the Weeknd stuff. He's won quite a few Billboard awards. I don't know. Did he win a Grammy? He didn't win a Grammy, did he? Do you know?
I
can't remember if he did or not. If you just joined us, you're listening to Stevie and the Boys. We are your weekend motivator. We come to you every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. If you're watching us on YouTube, Facebook, as well as Vigo, you can tap in the chat if you want to weigh in on our topic tonight. Or if you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call at 516-418-5603. Again, that's 516-418-5603. Or if you're watching us on these platforms, you can also type in the chat, and we will read your comment on air. So welcome back to Stevie and the Boys. And also, don't forget to visit our iHeartRadio page and like us and subscribe. Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel and like us and subscribe. And also visit our Facebook page and like us and subscribe. We need all the subscriptions that we can get, all the likes. Definitely on YouTube. We have quite a few likes now, but we need 94 more. So please definitely like us and subscribe. So we need 94 more to reach our goal. And then after that, we need 900 more. So let's start with the baby steps. So let's get those 94 in, and then we'll concentrate on the 900 after that. Yep. All right, so welcome back to Stevie and the Boys. Our topic tonight, we've been talking about age once again. We touched on the topic of marriage. Do we need it? And really, there was really no right or wrong answer with that. Also, we've been talking about slow jams and two-stepping, and I have some songs coming up that are really going to take you back doors. So here is In Touch and Two Steps to the Right. Remember that one?
Yep. And that is one of them.
One of the best two-stepping songs.
Can you tell me why? Why she stayed with him?
In Touch with Two Steps to the Right. Does that bring back some memories to you, George?
Yep. That's one I play all the time at the club.
And, you know, that's one that sounds really good, I know, on the big speakers. And, oh, man, that brings back so many memories.
Yep.
Now, here's another one. So this was in a particular movie. Let me see if you remember the film. Here we go.
The kind of lady baby.
Well, of course, and of course here it is.
Having the black lights on or the red lights on. Oh, yes, yes.
so much fun. We used to have so much fun. Because I know you went to a house party back in the day, didn't you, George?
Yep. Went and shut them down.
So what's one of your best house party experiences?
We can't talk about that.
Ooh, George was naughty, y'all.
That would be triple, triple X.
George was naughty. So here's another song, which I really like. I wouldn't say it was a two-stepper, but it's a really pretty song. So this is Love and Paris in the Rain, and it's a really pretty song.
All I know is we could go anywhere, we could do anything, go whatever the mood we're in. Yeah, all I know is getting lost late at night under stars, finding love standing right where we are. Your lips, they pull me in the moment. You and I alone, and people may be watching. I don't mind, 'cause anywhere with you feels right, anywhere with you feels like Paris in the rain, Paris in the rain. We don't need a fancy town, a bottle that we can't pronounce. Forever, I might not deserve it, but there's nothing better. Don't know how I ever did it all without you. My heart is about to jump out of my chest. Feelings, they come and they go, that they do. Feelings, they come and they go, not with you. Late nights and streetlights and people, look at me, girl, the whole world could stop. Anywhere with you feels right, anywhere with you feels like Paris in the rain, Paris in the rain. We live in a fancy town, a bar that we can't pronounce, 'cause anywhere we go, it's like Paris in the rain.
Guys doing tonight?
We're good, Rome. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just randomly calling in. Never called you guys before. I've seen this entertainment, and I wasn't sure if it was open mic, like Chris Sharing has it now, so I thought I'd call in.
Always.
Sure.
It's always open mic for entertainment.
Yeah.
You can always share
nice.
With us.
Well, yeah, I'm a writer, and I would love to if it's okay. You know, I don't want to take up time or nothing like that. But...
sure, go ahead.
All right, well, it's a piece I have here written I just recently wrote, and it's called White Cats When Tears Ripple. There it goes. Stems in the headers we read about, we read aloud in the leaflets, we see it now, it's a sequel. Ain't no difference in prints unless it's pages, unless it's print. I show what difference it is, unless we say it, the script, the script is the black and white, we made it sure, as the sun was out. I seen it settle with fog, the glints, better squinted, the shade, we balanced and spoken like Reyes, where's the news, we lynching. Opinions from paraphrases, power consolidated, a day late to come say our phrases. A day short and an hour later, no wonder we grow in cages. No wonder we need in fillers, just to get through our daily. The babies we barely read, the daily fed, cause he says, she says. We say we thought, who says what's said, when the blind leads the blind, who named who led. When we sound the same, when the same is heard, only the herd is kept. The lines ain't braille, so how you cross, well you ain't feel, such surprise as I. In a flood of minutes, I must have blinked. It was but a blink. What you think is but a second. Yeah, he live, which is what he written. What's the difference? Noting never equal to the sum. When you the one, shit is different. Grain and oats, praying hope. Say I do, say you won't. What it means, all it is. I show commitment to the kids and those miscarried. You're unburied. With the miscarriages, children never die. That's a lie. I know it's slow. We'll never land. And that's a worry. If you're looking for a cap, it ain't no hooking unless you baiting. For a catch, you got no plating. Point is blank as a statement. Like you planking. Travelers travel. Seek and sneak. To the reasons less, we should repeat. Like the favorites, we use VHS. I see concessions, fingers tapered. What seems needed to be addressed. As much can manifest, such as destiny doctrine. Without consent, what is seen to me. Being against the grain only feeds the demons. We sit and settle time, but upon request. We let a monster lay cassette for the plenty please. Look for the worm to feed. No mind the wind. We rewind the winds and reform the clouds only to see what time is. Only for see is timeless. How do you see horizons if not the surface? And what's the island to check the gravel? The curtains close in a circumstance. She makes a stance. I make a stance. Hope to circumvent when we cross the ledge. Enough concern as far as curtains closing. It's far from being beach, troops and currents. Don't squeeze from the ripples. Tears makes an absence. The happiness currently, it's low to see, the deeper to reach, find the time and the damn of things, the eye and the tracks will reach, leak slowly, the peaks and levels we set to reach, surface levels we fight to keep ahead of, seeing the tread just ahead of reach, if only personal looks to exercise and beatness, we would an effort to make a pull, to keep a chin up, if it was just to breathe, think and swim, what's the wind, we swim to seek for help, self, deeper death we dived in, hoping to grow in the hardships, the water fences fought, and the courtships, all the points for the target. I meant the script. I found it plenty to meet a pardon. Let love come out the bottom of letters often. Set the sun in stone. What's left is life we guarded. I read the helpless crosses. We've seen what the split has cost us. How do we skip across it? When all that fits, that lost for words. And the caption dies. Easier to picture this. I apologize. I'm a script.
No, that's a tough project for you. You are very good.
Hey, man.
You're very good.
That was deep. That was deep.
That was.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. My force has got the best of me.
No, man, you are very talented.
Yeah, that was deep. Yeah. That was deep. I liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate
Thank you.
For Thank you
for
sharing.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you sharing, man. I like that.
That was awesome. Yeah, call in anytime. Thank you so much for sharing your talents with us. We appreciate that so much. Yeah,
definitely. I'll keep an eye out. Like I said, you know, I just happened to see you guys on, so I haven't called in before. So.
Yeah, we are on every Wednesday as a midweek motivator. So what you just did definitely falls in line with that because that was so motivating. You're very talented. Keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that. Do you have any other pieces?
I do. Of course I do. I don't want to, like, you guys, don't tell me stuff like that. I mean,
do it. We got 14 more minutes. Take us home. Do it.
All right. Well, sure. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, Nathan. Okay. Here's a piece called Affective Comes Free.
Okay.
Forever moments are passing by, steady being a passerby. Can never settle, leaving the past alone, trying to fill the pieces. Found my peace and my past away. If it hadn't happened, this wouldn't have to happen. How can I break away from what's broken? Feeling this hole, feels like what's the hole was shattered. Bumps in the roads I traveled, had this job of me idling. Told that challenge, death that I ever taxed yet. Never had to give him back, no attempt fill up the holes they brandish. Home is damaged, how do I know to manage and steer through? When looking forward to looking up, it's only a ray of view. Seems I lost sight to the frost and the bitter cold. Losing grip on the bend, spinning out control. Could it be as simple as this, letting it live, letting it go, caught in drift? I see a shift and pain can shine with a difference in grain. Let it adjust and put the trust in your lane. Some things can change, add up to all the benefits come never can gain. Never lose your sense of self and find its value in plenty. Just a penny can change, yet I'm broken, can't afford to think, even if for a second. So I'm wide awake before all is lost in the cause of rain. Effective because it's free. And the peace.
Nice.
Thanks.
That was awesome. Where do you get the inspiration for your work?
Life. Yeah. I'm just,
you don't sound like you're that old. Do you mind if I ask your age?
No, I'm 32.
Wow.
I don't know. Is that old?
No, not at all. Not at all. But you're very talented, without a doubt. You're very talented. And the reason I asked that is because tonight on the show we talked about age and things like that. So that definitely falls in line, you know, that the amount of work that you have and just your style of writing is just amazing how you express yourself. You know, that's really impressive.
So
I know I couldn't do it.
Of course.
So that's amazing.
Yeah.
I always marvel at people who can, you know, like people who can rap, people who can do spoken words like you've just done. I can't do that. And if I mean, anybody can read, but not anyone can express themselves in that kind. And I definitely could not do that.
Well, do you write at all, diary or anything?
I do. Oh, yeah.
And
I do write.
You can.
I have articles all over the internet. So, yeah, I have articles out there. And writing an article is so different than writing a poem or spoken words or writing a rap. It's so much different. And just the way that you interpret things and the way that you express it. I mean, I don't think that I could do that. I'm pretty sure I could.
I think you can. I can agree and disagree. Cause, you know, I get what you're saying and the aspect of, like, your structure. But at the end of the day, it's all writing, so we have the same constructs as far as what a metaphor, what a subliminal is, you know, double entendre is. You know, we know what not to write, what's a double negative, but as a writer, you also know where a double negative makes sense. We're using the vulgar language makes sense. We know what punctuations mean, how to use them in certain aspects. So I think you can. It's just a matter of if you want to. But when it comes with that, there's certain standards I don't think you should instruct yourself to. Like, if you want to recite, do it your way. It's an expression. And it can still be spoken word. It can still be rap. It can still be poetry. And just because you don't deliver it a certain way doesn't make it not that. And I'm not here to say that it's otherwise, because if that was the case, it wouldn't be art, you know?
This is true. And, you know, and you nailed it. And the difference between would be the delivery of a piece of work, whether, like you said, anyone can write anyone can interpret things, you know, different various ways, but it's the way something is delivered. And I think that my delivery would not be as effective as yours because, I mean, just you're amazing. You know, you really are. You are amazing. Very, very talented.
Well, I can imagine, very good.
And the emotion in his voice and the choice of words, the way he put his lyrics together, draw a very vivid image of what he's saying.
Thank you.
Definitely.
You know, I got inspired from that look. I feel like myself, so it's like Stephen King. He's like one of my favorite writers. I like him, Edgar Allan Poe over Shakespeare guy, too.
You are the only other person I know that I've met or talked to, the only other person I've known, met or talked to that likes Edgar Allan Poe other than me. I love Edgar Allan Poe.
He's an amazing writer, man. I mean, his story alone, I mean, he was a genius. I mean, his perception of death alone at a young age is what scares everyone at that. So like, he just had a grasp of life understanding death since he was young. And he was like a leprosy just because of that, just like off rip, because like that's what he talked about. But he did it as, for me, my opinion is better than Shakespeare. Like Shakespeare, Edgar Allan is, I could recite an Edgar Allan Poe just the way I did, but then would you call the Edgar Allan Poe spoken word or rap? No, but I could, it reads just like that because it's a rhyme scheme within it. So you can read it however way you want. The tempos change, but you can read it. It's, he's still rhyming within it, like internally, all types of ways, and it's right. And you could wrap it. You could break it down to a 16 bar. You could do all types of shit. But we still call it poetry, you know? Like,
right.
So I'm just a writer. Just like it got me more writing, got me, Stephen King got me more into writing descriptively and reading authors and stuff like, got me more into the writing like that. English class in school just got me more into more or less in the genres and stuff. So I'm pretty sure that you can as a writer. Because I'm sure you write articles and slip in your little jabs here and there, like your little funnies, your little double on, you know, hoping someone will catch it, hoping someone will notice, like, because it's open to interpretation.
Right.
And even for yourself as a writer, someone might tell you something about your own stuff where you're like, I didn't mean that, but I can see that. Oh, wow, yeah. I didn't notice that, you know? I definitely think you could. I would love to read your articles. I would love to see that. I'm sure you'd write amazing.
But what we've heard tonight, I mean, I'm impressed. And I think you have a bright career ahead of you with your writing. It's amazing. It really is. And of the authors that you mentioned, the writers, Edgar Allan Poe, Shakespeare, and Stephen King, all of those writers, one thing about it that I can say, at least for me, is they draw you in. And they make you want to know more. They make you want to go to the next chapter, you know, read the whole book. They just draw you in and they make you want to know more. And your writing definitely falls along with that, for sure. It makes you want to hear more. It makes us want to know more, you know. So
let me ask you this. Have you ever did one of these, or like, you have a favorite author, right? Because, you know, like with music, people have their separate genres, right? What kind of almost pushed me out of, like, rap or something, like, I like lyrics, I like writing, so like there's certain artists I like because they're writing. There's some artists that don't write. There's some artists that are very generic. But like I was one of those people that I'll be like, oh man, I'll be reading a book. I remember this movie thing. I'll be like, or even like a Edgar Allan Poe, or even Shakespeare. I'll be like, oh man, that's a bar. Let me read that again for you. This is a bar right here. It's writing. It's like, I don't know why if people have the separation of it sometimes. It's like, cause this is that, but at the end of the day, it's all writing. It's all writing. Like, I'll take a rap artist and compare him to a blues artist. I'll take Bob Dylan and put him up against a rapper and be like, but Bob Dylan got more bars. You hear what Bob Dylan just said, though? Like, really, he just said so simply. Yeah, that's just funny. So, I love it. But I appreciate your appreciation. I love that. I get very nerdy about it.
Well, we appreciate your calling in. Thank you so much. And you have an open invitation to call in anytime and definitely share some more of your work with us. We really, really enjoyed it tremendously.
Thank you, guys. And what are your names?
I am CB, and this is George Biker Boy Holman. And the show that you're on is CB and the Boys.
All right. Thank you, CB. Thank you, George. I'm Rome. Appreciate you guys. I know
nice
George has silent rights at our fire because he's been quiet this whole time.
I'll be looking forward to hear from you again.
I'll be looking forward to hear from you. I know we have some Sin City scripts in this pocket.
All right. Thank you so much, Ron.
All right.
Okay, thank you. You as well. All right, guys. We have 1 minute left in the show. So, George, go ahead and say your sign-off for tonight.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us for once another lovely evening with CBs and the Boys. And as I always say, peace, love, and hair grease.
And it looks like Roger Hawkins did not get to join us tonight, so hopefully Roger will be here next week. And hopefully we'll have the fabulous Miss Mimi Acosta back next week. And maybe even J. Lee Duchemin Thomas will join us in the studio next week. So we can only go. So George and I held it down this week. So you've been listening to CB and the Boys. We come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch us on iHeartRadio. So we'll be looking forward to that. As well as you can see us live on YouTube, also Facebook, and Beagle Live. So we will see you next week, same time, same channel. And don't forget to go to our YouTube channel and like us and subscribe. So don't forget, once again, to go to YouTube, like us and subscribe. Go to our page on iHeartRadio, like us and subscribe. And also go to Facebook, like us and subscribe. And to take us home is some BTS and Butter. And congratulations to BTS for once again staying number one on the Hot 100 Billboard chart. An amazing song. So here is BTS to take us home and Smooth Like Butter. So from me to you guys, enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you so much for rocking out with CB and the Voice tonight, and we will see you next Wednesday, same time, same station, here on Blog Talk Radio, Beagle Live, YouTube, Art Radio. So we will see you next week. Take care of yourselves and each other, and don't forget to love yourself above all things. Love yourself. True love starts with loving oneself. If you don't love yourself, how can you expect to love someone else or someone else to love you? So remember that. Always stay positive. And we'll see you next week. And to take us home again is BTS and Butter.
Smooth like butter, like criminal undercover. lover gone. Pop like trouble breaking into your heart like that.
Cool shake, stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hard to tell.